Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to continue to talk about some of the aspects of the supernatural gifts, how they operate in our lives, and what emphasis we are to put on the whole process of learning about them and operating and functioning regarding the supernatural gifts, all in the under the umbrella of our dependence on God, that what we are learning is not separate or apart from knowing Him. That the circumstances that God has put you in, He specifically crafted for you. And we are each have our challenge of taking full advantage of the circumstances we are in. To what end? To know Him. There are things that, there are aspects of ourself and of God that we are best able to learn here in our time here on this earth. At this point in time, we don't know what came before our existence here or after our existence here. All we can deal with is our present time here on this earth. And even time is something that we are challenged to overcome. As a spirit being, you have authority over time. You have authority over everything in the supernatural realm and the natural realm. And if we have such a struggle even overcoming even the physical realm, the natural realm, let alone going beyond that to exercise authority, to rule and reign over the supernatural realm, that would be not only external to yourself, but also internal, where how your soul functions. Your soulical realm, your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's not you. That's not your life. Your spirit is your true self. You have a soul. And you live in a body. We don't need to get all exacting about how that works. Years from now, we'll have a better understanding. God will reveal more. We'll have greater insight. But for now, we just accept that God is, there's more to us, there's more to God than what we know now, and that He wants to share it with us. Just as a quick to let you all know that the Blog Talk Radio is having some server problems. They've been having some for the past week or so, and everything seems to be working fine, except I cannot see if anybody's calling in. So if you have a question and you've been and you're logged in and you or not, well, I guess you have to be. If you want to log into the chat room and just type a question or comment there, you're welcome to do that. You can also always email me at diane@wecanprepare.org, and we can have an offline conversation. Last week, we were talking about the specific gifts that operate in our soul in the supernatural realm. We can almost equate some of the characteristics of these gifts to our natural organs. Every organ in your body is part of your body. Your liver, your lungs, your heart, your brain. But each operates in a different way. Now, each is necessary. Each is helpful. Each contributes to the whole. And we need to take care of each of our organs as part of the whole body. If one organ suffers, it affects the whole body. But each one has a different characteristic. A liver cell is different than a lung cell. But they're all part of our body. In your soul, how the spirit flows through your mind, your will, and emotions is going to be affected by the need, by what God wants to do through you. And will be noticeable to others and to us, and we label it. And that's where we've come up with these lists of gifts. Just as we were talking about, inside of us we have a liver, we have a heart, a lung, kidneys. It's not that we thought, okay, well, the body needs a liver, we must have a liver. It came with the package, and we just came up with a name for it. We could, instead of calling your lungs lungs, let's call it toast. You have two pieces of toast in you. It doesn't matter what you call them. It just matters that they work. Your lungs are doing what they were made to do. And most of the time, we don't even notice. Well, in the supernatural realm, a lot of the things that God wants to be doing in and through you, He is. You just don't know it yet. You haven't named it yet. You haven't said, is that from God? Is that Him speaking to me? Am I supposed to act on that? What was that? And this is one of the purposes and outgrowths of spending time with Him, is that He increases our awareness of what He is already doing within us. If you have been regenerated, reborn as a spirit being, born again through Christ, you have become that living spirit that is in connection with God's spirit, part of Him. That which is born of spirit is spirit. That spirit is now flowing through your soul and your body. And as it does that, that eternal life is flowing as well and manifesting, making himself, making God known through you. It is not you exercising a gift. It is you acknowledging something that is already going on. Your heart beating, your lungs breathing in and out, your blood flowing. God is already working through you, drawing you to him, quickening the gifts, your capabilities in your soul, heightening your awareness of your soulical abilities. So we have these lists. Then if we do, we all have all of them? Well, to some extent, yes. Because they came with your soul. And the way God created us human beings, we all have a soul. We all have a mind, we all have a will, and we all have emotions. Now, do we all have the same mind, the same will, the same emotions? No. God gave you a unique soul. He blended your components together specifically for you. We can call that a temperament. We're not going to get focused into that. But you can even imagine it as a color. If we use the three primary colors, yellow, red, and blue. And if you mix those together in different amounts, you get a different color. Well, each one of us has our own color or our own combination of the amount or strength or quality or quantity of mind, will, and emotions. Well, as part of that, the gifts, again, those are terms we label something that is already happening. We're trying to describe something that God is already doing in us, but there is an aspect of accommodating our soul. My individual soul, your individual soul. Sometimes it goes with it, and sometimes it goes against it. So we could say, since we all have a mind, we all have a will, we all have emotions, that we all have all aspects of soul, which includes all the gifts, everything in these little lists. Now, I believe these are just a drop in the bucket of how God wants to express himself through our soul. Greater things shall you do. Greater understanding. We just really have very little perception of what he is doing already in us and through us. And when we start to understand that the only thing that is missing for us to be participating in what he is already doing is the waiting. The being in his presence and letting him heal us, teach us, reveal himself to us, whatever is necessary. It is very often our impatience and resistance, our insistence on relying on our own strength, our own crutches, our own way of doing things, that slows down our enjoyment and hinders our involvement in what he is already doing. He's already doing it. We're just not enjoying the process of participating in the activity that's going on around us at all times. So it's fine that we look at these lists and at the specific descriptions of gifts, of ministries, of what other people have experienced and written down and recorded and shared, part of our history. But one of our real challenges is we don't seem to go beyond that. We seem to be so focused on memorizing other people's experiences, learning what other people have learned, rather than enjoying God. What does he want to teach you? What experiences does he have for you? And the simplicity of this is really almost, it can be both freeing and confining. Because if we have been relying on our own strength and ability to measure up to those standards of learning what other people have done before and being able to affect others accordingly using our knowledge, our own strength, and God says, you know, that's not that necessary. That's not my requirement for you. I have something simple for you. We kind of don't want to go there because we thought we were doing just fine without him, without God, even though we're attempting to serve him. But he very often will bring us to the end of that. Put that hunger, stir up that hunger, that thirst within us that only he can satisfy. So then how do we approach these gifts? There are times in our life, our walk with God, that he increases our awareness of how the supernatural realm works and how your soul communicates and interacts with the supernatural realm. And as he reveals that, very often he starts with your solical senses. And the best way, or let's say a common way that he does that, is by drawing our attention to these lists of gifts. We seem to find it safe because other people have had these experiences under this list, that if others have experienced it, when we experience, we must not be nuts. Now, part of this is allowing God to take you beyond them, but we can rest assured that he knows where we are, where we're coming from, what we need to succeed. He wants us to be whole, to be healed, to be at rest, to be strong, be one in him and with him. And we can't do that if we are relying on our own understanding rather than letting him reveal beyond our understanding. And this is for now. This is not for when we go to the next thing. We don't want to be putting off till tomorrow what God has for us today. So last week we talked about some of the supernatural gifts. We talked about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, gifts of faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, and discerning of spirits. Now, every single one of those, and the last two that we're going to talk about, you could spend, and God may want you to, your whole life enjoying the learning process about any one of those. Because, again, those are just describing an action of your spirit flowing through your soul that is already going on now that you weren't aware of. If all of a sudden you stopped and started listening to your breathing or to your heartbeat and you realized it was beating or that you were breathing or you all of a sudden you could perceive your hearing more clearly or your even your vision and you just became increased your awareness, that's basically all becoming aware of the supernatural gifts. That's all that is. It's all, you are already functioning in all the gifts. You already have all of them and more than what is listed. They are part of your supernatural DNA, your solical DNA, your solical genetic being. So the last two are the diverse kinds of tongues, speaking in tongues. This, again, what we call a gift, it's something you have. This ability is that supernatural utterance in a tongue, a language that you don't know in the natural, that you did not learn. This is also often used as a sign to unbelievers, to yourself, for speaking to God or to other supernatural beings, or and even to express devotion and worship that we ourselves can't put into words. In the scriptures, Paul boasted that he spoke in tongues more than any others. And since he valued this so highly, we likewise should value this gift highly. Now, as you do spend time learning about any of these gifts, you're going to find that there's much more than you thought or had been taught, because God wants to reveal special characteristics to each one of us. This is one of the reasons we should be talking about this, because we're all going to have a different experience, which is right. We're not all, I mean, if two people had the exact same gift, one is redundant. But as you develop this particular gift, as you start speaking in tongues or started to do it more with intention, it is quite possible, even likely, that you will find that you have a different language for different circumstances. And you may even be able to sense what is being spoken by that particular language being used. even without interpretation. You may find a sense or an emotion. Sometimes even other things going on that you can't even put a name to while you're using that particular tongue. You may be using one language for warfare, another for worship, another for prayer, for intercession. And that leads us to the interpretation of tongues. This is the supernatural explaining or clarifying of the meaning of the other utterances. This can be for edification, for instruction, for understanding, or to encourage. Now, very often, this is one way God speaks to people that don't know him. Sometimes people that do, sometimes groups of people. The combination of speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues is generally the equivalent of prophecy. Now, all of these gifts, the whole concept of spirit flowing through our soul, just as we are, our primary goal, our primary focus is to learn to hear God's voice. And then what? What do we do after we hear him? We test what we hear. Likewise, as we are learning about these gifts, about these soulical attributes functioning and being expressed from the Spirit flowing through us, we test them. We test what we say. We test what we hear. But before you can test these gifts, you have to get them flowing. So we have to get over the whole idea of making mistakes, even or especially in this area. You don't know what God's going to do until you give him a chance to do something. We look through the examples we have throughout history, and even just looking at the illustrations of what Jesus did, he never healed the same way twice. He always did something different. And you know, I don't think it mattered what he did. It was just he did something different. Whether he spoke to someone or touched them or made mixed mud and spittle, whatever he wanted to do, he could have done it. He could have hit somebody with a stick rather than laying hands on him. It was just an action. He reached out and he made a way for the Spirit of God, which was in him, to flow out. This is another example of how we need to stop focusing on doing things right and start with just doing it. Just being ready to give, to extend, to release. And this is all a reflection of God's nature. His nature is to give. That's the essence of love. So likewise, when we expand what he has put within us, we can trust him that he likewise will follow up, and he will give of himself. And whatever is necessary, whatever is needed, will be done. So we'll pick it up there next week, and we'll be talking more about how the gifts of the Spirit and dependence on the Lord work together. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. You can always get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Until next week, have a great night.